This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
The founder of this company 10 years ago was trying to sell his house. He's, you know, he's kind of an important guy. And he said to his wife, if this is what it's like for us, how do people who have no clout ever get around this? So he started a company and it went into business, I think, 3 years ago. Their deal is their word is their bond. And they are people that listen to this show. They are just like you. Now, how can I say that? Because I'm the founder of the company. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
This administration today, here and now, declares unconditional war on poverty in America.
With that, LBJ's Great Society and his war on poverty had begun. What FDR started had started with the American system-altering social programs of the New Deal, many of which were called downright communist by his critics. President Lyndon Baines Johnson accelerated.
The Great Society asked not how much, but how good.
Maybe the Great Society should have asked how much after all, because the answer is $22 trillion already spent and counting, plus the $48 trillion more the Cato Institute estimates in unfunded liabilities from Medicare alone. Also, Medicare and Medicaid and FDR's Social Security program together account for 47% of all federal spending. Today, that's almost $1.8 trillion per year. And the total amount of America's unfunded liabilities are said to be in excess of $125 trillion. To put that into perspective, that is more than twice as much as all of the money in the world today. Okay, but was it worth it? LBJ said it's not how much, but how good. So how good was it? Sadly, the poverty rate from the unconditional war on poverty is higher today after spending $22 trillion so far and committing ourselves to another $48 trillion than when it was announced. So let's ask some other questions about the Great Society LBJ envisioned and announced in 1965.
I propose that we begin a program in education to ensure every American child the fullest development of his mind and skills.
Applying LBJ's how good question again, how good has the education of American children turned out? Are American public schools better or worse than they were in 1965? You be the judge. The Head Start program, which offers meals and other services to preschool children, job skill programs to help high school dropouts, and forcing of the school systems to teach classes to non-English speaking students in their native language. The federal Leviathan was growing at lightning speed. Some of LBJ's other proposals for the war on poverty were included in his 1965 State of the Union address.
I propose that we begin a massive attack on crippling and killing diseases. I propose that we launch a national effort to make the American city a better and a more stimulating place to live. I propose that we increase the beauty of America and end the poisoning of our rivers and the air that we breathe. I propose that we carry out a new program to develop regions of our country that are now suffering from distress and depression. I propose that we make new efforts to control and prevent crime and delinquency. I propose that we eliminate every remaining obstacle to the right and the opportunity to vote. I propose that we honor and support the achievements of thought and the creations of art. I propose that we make an all-out campaign against waste and inefficiency. Our basic task is threefold. First, to keep our economy growing. To open for all Americans the opportunity that is now enjoyed by most Americans. And to improve the quality of life for all.
The question again is, how good did all of those proposals turn out? President Johnson specifically called for cleaning up America's rivers. In 1965, 4 years after the speech, the Cuyahoga River in Cleveland was so polluted it caught fire and burned for about half an hour. That was just the most famous of many examples. Also, while his National Endowment for the Arts is a huge hit with the American left, what article in the Constitution covers the responsibility that government has for the nation's art? Of course, there isn't one. Still, the attitude of Americans was decidedly can-do.
His vision was of helping the disadvantaged to help themselves. His hope was that you give them education, you give them opportunity, you give them the chance to come into the mainstream of American middle-class economic life. And that's as thoroughly American as apple pie.
Some, even in his own party, were not convinced that LBJ's efforts were effective, including Senator Robert F. Kennedy.
If we learned anything in the last summer and over the period of the last 30 years, what we've been doing hasn't been the answer. Perhaps it's been helpful, but what we've been doing has not been the answer. And we can't just continue doing just the same thing that we've been doing for the last three decades and hope that eventually all these problems are going to disappear. Because as I said earlier, the Labor Department has said that the problem is getting worse, not better. The unemployment rate of those living in the ghetto is not going down despite the poverty program, despite all of these other programs. The unemployment rate is going up. The educational system is not getting better. The housing is not getting better. The city of New York, we went from 420,000 dilapidated units to 540,000 dilapidated units since 1960. Now, I'm a Democrat and I support the Democratic administration. But the fact is that we, despite this legislation, we haven't moved in the right direction. I support a lot of this legislation. But I think that we have to use find some different ideas, use some imagination. And it doesn't necessarily mean that what we've been doing for the last 30 years is necessarily correct.
Regardless, LBJ just kept pumping out the programs.
Johnson prepared bill after bill. Funds for education, elementary, secondary, and college, and for preschool children, Head Start. Funds for conservation, clean air and clean rivers, highway beautification, national parks. Funds for consumer protection, truth in labeling and packaging, automobile safety. There was urban renewal and housing, public television, the creation of the National Endowment for the Humanities and the Arts. The list goes on and on.
And you haven't seen anything yet.
Part of the LBJ War on Poverty initiative was also bringing about social and racial justice, equal rights for blacks. His efforts helped to create the impression that Democrats were the ones fighting for minorities and Republicans were the racist corporation cronies. This despite the fact that it had been Republicans all along, first of all, that had freed the blacks, and secondly, had fought for civil rights with them. LBJ, on the other hand, had fought against civil rights the first 20 years of his political career. In fact, in 1947, after President Harry S. Truman sent Congress proposals against lynching and segregation in interstate transportation, Johnson called the proposed civil rights program a farce and a sham, an effort to set up a police state in the guise of liberty. In 1948, during a speech in Austin, kicking off his Senate campaign, Johnson declared that he was against Truman's attempt to end the poll tax because, as Johnson put it, it's the province of the state to run its own elections. LBJ was also against proposals to stop lynching because the federal government, Johnson said, has no more business enacting a law against one form of murder than against another. No one knows what was in Lyndon Johnson's heart at the time, but being, as he was, incredibly opportunistic and ambitious, as the nation began to demand civil rights for blacks, his position also changed, and Democrats have reaped the benefit of that change ever since. By the early 90s, studies were showing that rather than eradicating poverty, the Great Society was eradicating families, and that trend has worsened ever since. More on that on the next episode.
Glenn Beck.
The founder of this company, 10 years ago, was trying to sell his house. He's, you know, he's kind of an important guy. And he said to his wife, if this is what it's like for us, how do people who have no clout ever get around this? So he started a company and it went into business, I think, 3 years ago. Their deal is their word is their bond. And they are people that listen to this show. They are just like you. Now, how can I say that? Because I'm the founder of the company. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com.